We introduced a few program changes to our weekend lineup last week. A listener who wishes to remain anonymous wrote, "Terry Gross is fine, but she isn't in the same league with Bob Edwards. Certainly your programming must change from time to time, but this is a sad mistake. I've been a listener and contributor since the station went on the air. It's increasingly hard to believe that it is the same institution that so many people worked so hard to establish." In response, "We know it's upsetting to listeners when we make changes to programs that are their favorites. I wrote to this listener that we also have to stay within our budget and be responsible stewards of the contributions our members have made. Rising costs of the programming we purchased from NPR, PRI, and APM in 2012 necessitate hard decisions at times. We're committed to providing a station not frozen in amber, but presenting the absolute highest quality programming we can while sustaining financial growth in a prudent manner." The listener wrote back, "Thank you for your response to my grumpy comment. I suppose I should have known that budget restraints were behind the axing of Bob Edwards. For what it's worth, I like most of what's going on at the station, even as it changes in some ways I would not choose." Listener Richard wrote, echoed by others, "You did it again. You pulled the last bit of jazz programming off the air, Bob Parlocha. A previous administration did the same thing a few years ago, and I suspended contributions in protest. Guess I will have to do the same thing again. I can't believe I'm the only fan of jazz that you have. Now all I have is George Scheibner at 1 p.m. Well, to clarify, we're not dropping jazz from the schedule. Weekend jazz will continue at its usual time, but now hosted by Wilmington's Willard Fields, beginning this evening. Listener Nancy wrote, "Glad to hear about Willard Fields' new jazz program. Having lived in St. Croix, I'm familiar with Willard's great knowledge and love of jazz. Right on, Willard. Good catch, WHQR. Larry Olson wrote, "I love Len Nichols' Front Street Blues and think it could go in an earlier time slot in place of something we're paying for. Also, please keep George Scheibner shows in prime slots. Very well put together. They remind me of the best college radio programming of 40 years ago, when there was care and thoughtfulness that went into the lineup, sequences, transitions, musical flow. And similarly for John Fonville. These local guys are a treasure and present a largely forgotten or commercially ignored art for which many of us have a real fondness that maybe even borders on love. And thanks to all of you for everything you do." Don DeJulian wrote, "Gosh, be careful. Don't overdo the jazz. 3 hours out of 168 for our country's national music." And Don added, "I do like your station and your sponsorship of Cinematique."
"Hi, my name is Bettina McKay, and I work during the day, but I love the Philip Furia segments. And I was just wondering if you could replay those on Saturday or something, or Sunday afternoon. I think they're so enjoyable and interesting, but I very rarely get to hear them. Otherwise, I absolutely love your station."
Listener Jean wrote, "I moved from Atlanta, a major media market, and thought the local public radio program might not be as good. Instead, it's better. Staff are so friendly, and the program's excellent. It was very hard to choose and categorize when filling out the recent member survey. News programs are simply the best, and classical music and opera are terrific. Jamila is a soothing voice always. Thank you to all the staff who do a great job with limited resources." A caller left this message on our studio line. "I'm a longtime supporter who goes back to the original Greenfield Street days. My wife and I always anticipate the wonderful Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols, which we heard on Christmas Eve. But I can't believe you turn right around and put some off-the-wall expletive on there about some gay elf working in a department store right after the lessons and carols. I know we live in an imperfect world, but you can do better than that. Thanks and Merry Christmas." The segment that the caller was referring to is the Santaland Diaries by David Sedaris. It was on that day's This American Life, and of course those originated as stories on Morning Edition many years ago. As you may know, the Kwanzaa program, Seasons Griot, with Madafo Lloyd Wilson, has been produced by WHQR and nationally distributed for many years. WHQR's Mary Bradley is producer, this year with the assistance of Sarah Wood. Every year we hear from listeners around the country who write to us. Here's a sample. Christine wrote, "I listened to Seasons Griot today while I was driving. Now I'd like to know the titles of the books that were read. I couldn't write them down as they were named. Can you please send the information to me? I enjoyed the program immensely on KQED San Francisco. Thanks." We sent the information to Christine. Tatiana wrote, "I love the poem about nothingness and the spark. Can I find a transcript of it anywhere? Thanks." The poem in question is "The Sacred Tree of Life" from Indaba, My Children, copyright 1964 by Vusa Mazulu Credo Mutwa and published by Grove Atlantic Incorporated. Liz is a librarian at a middle school in Knoxville, Tennessee. She wrote, "Is this or any of the Seasons Griot programs available for use in public schools? I heard part of the program tonight, and I think it might be of interest for use by teachers at the school where I work as both an introduction to the art of storytelling and as inspiration for our annual Kwanzaa program. Thank you." We wrote to Liz that some back issues are available, but because we use recorded music in this year's program, there may be rights issues that prevent its distribution. We're checking on that. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. For your questions and comments, likes and dislikes about any aspect of the station, we're on Facebook and Twitter. You can also send us feedback with an email message to feedback@whqr.org. And we have a new number for our feedback line, 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.